Yes, 8,400,000 species of life in this universe, not just this planet, but other planets as well, Prabhupada tells us. And the thing is, but out of all those, 400,000 are human, or human-like species. And of course, there's many different species of human. But to actually get there, but in terms of the population, there are a lot more insects than there are humans, and aquatics and so on. So on this planet, say there's 7 billion now, humans. But obviously, imagine the amount of bacteria is obviously going to outnumber humans by millions. So the further you go up the ladder, as it were, of species, then the rarer it is. So most of us have been, you know, we have to go through the lower species before we get to the human form of life. However, just like if you're shopping at IKEA, sometimes you can get a shortcut. I know this is a nice little mundane but relevant analogy. If you look at a map of IKEA, as you usually use big places, sometimes you can go from section 9 to section, say, 20 by kind of going a different way or kind of going through a shortcut. So similarly, to go from a lower species of life to a higher species, like human, for example, relatively high, is if you eat prasadam. For example, I know someone who fed their pet dog prasadam. And their philosophy was, which I didn't deny, is my pet dog will take birth as a human in its next life. And yeah, okay. So normally you wouldn't go straight from being a dog to a human being without prasadam. You'd probably have to become an ape first, or a monkey, or something like that. Okay, Shamasundar Prabhu. Oh yes, yeah. Please do. Yeah, please do. Anything about Yamuna is Amrita. So yeah.
Actually, I should not be speaking that over here, but after that incident, okay, it took like 3 hours for Srila Prabhupada to cook the whole feast, and then she asked for a smoke break.
A cigarette.
Cigarette break.
Yes, I missed that out actually. Yeah. Yes, there was a paragraph in that particular what I read, which I didn't include because I wanted to. Just for her own integrity. But there's one point where she, I think she nipped outside for a cigarette, because remember, she was a very new devotee. And when she came back, Prabhupada mildly corrected her. But the point she made was, he wasn't outraged or he didn't shout at her. He just went, we don't do this when cooking prasadam. And at that point, he introduced the four regulatory principles to her, which I did include there. The point is that, one, Prabhupada was very patient and understanding. But two, at that time, Yamuna was very new to Krishna consciousness. I think that was the first time she met Prabhupada, actually. But obviously, you imagine getting that association of Srila Prabhupada so early on. She was only in her early 20s at the time, and she didn't quite know what she was expecting. She just knew there was an elderly holy man, Indian holy man, who was helping to cook, needed help to cook the feast for her friend or... Her sister. And hopefully her friend as well. So you imagine that kind of like, you open that door into the kitchen, but yet you're opening the door into the world-wide mission of Srila Prabhupada and the Gaudiya mission, the Lord Chaitanya's mission. So it's a very significant part in her life, indeed. So, which she led with humility, with skill. She wrote cooking books, of course. Yamuna's Cooking, I think it was called, yeah. And sorry, say that again for everyone, so everyone can hear.
The Govinda prayers, she sung that.
Yes, she did. She was a wonderful singer, actually. In fact, even one point where George Harrison said to Yamuna, would you like, I can get you to number one of the charts, just on your own. And she didn't want any of that. The whole kind of rock and roll. She just wanted Krishna. So she was happy to sing on the Radha Krishna Temple album, which of course includes the single, the Govindam prayers. When Prabhupada heard that, produced by George Harrison, sung mainly by Yamuna, Prabhupada said, this should be played at deity greeting in every single ISKCON temple.
For eternity.
Is that what he said? For eternity.
For eternity.
Wow, okay. So it means he liked the song, I think. Well, it's not a song. So there's some ingredients, as it were. There were some ingredients to ISKCON, which are quite unique to ISKCON, which were shaped in the early days. And Yamuna was very much part of that, in that transcendental cooking leela. So next time we're cooking or eating, in my case, then you will meditate on some of the things we've discussed this morning.
Govindam,
yeah.
Wow.
And also, just to finish off, there was once when Prabhupada actually, this was in London, and I believe Prabhupada was, I think it was in Berry Place, as opposed to, Prabhupada was singing, he didn't know anyone was listening, but Prabhupada was on his harmonium, and he was singing to himself early one morning. And Yamuna was actually outside. Yes, and that's right. And she was just listening to Prabhupada for hours like that. And there's some point where the Bhajapuri song, she was singing that as well, based on what she'd heard from Prabhupada. And even though she got the verses the wrong way around, it made it into the Radha Krishna Temple album. And Prabhupada didn't mind. He said, the bhakti is there. That's the most important thing. All right. Oh, sorry. So if you use the microphone.
Can I ask a question? Do we have time for another question? Do you have a time for another question?
One more question. Yeah. I can't guarantee I can answer it, but let's
see. Thank you so much for your class. I want to ask a question about Haridas Thakur. We know Haridas Thakur, he's Brahma and Prahlad at the same time, and he takes birth in a Muslim family, and because that he doesn't really want to sit with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu because he considers himself inferior. So would you say that he takes birth in a Muslim family to destroy his ego, and he takes birth to join the pastimes of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to awake prema?
Does anyone know the answer to that? Well, the only thing I can say to that, I don't know the answer to your question. The only thing I can say is that Krishna consciousness, it's the degree of Krishna consciousness. Your birth is irrelevant, whether one is Hindu, Muslim, Christian, or Jain, or whatever. We are kind of non-sectarian, non-denominational philosophy, in a sense. We don't have a sectarian attitude, I don't think. We have to be careful not to, because we are not looking at the body, or the birth, or the caste, for that matter. We're looking at the devotion, the bhakti, the soul. You may be born into one particular religion, Christian, atheist, humanist, whatever. But these are things which are to do with birth, therefore they're to do with the body, but have very little things to do with the actual journey of the soul. So with this kind of understanding, Krishna consciousness has a kind of a non-sectarian mood, and thus everybody is welcome to take prasadam with the devotees and so forth. What we care about, it would be the regulatory principles, the principles, the culture, the bhakti of an individual. Of course, as we know, that Haridas Thakur was, extremely, he was the chari of the holy name. That's the best way I can respond to that question.
Like in the pastime of Brahma, when he kidnaps the gopas, it is said that he takes birth is to break up his ego as a Muslim. They explain something like that.
Okay, I didn't know that. Thank you for sharing that. Okay.
Yeah, I think I read it. It's just that after he got puffed up, tried to steal the calves, and then as a result he felt remorse, and he felt he wanted to be in a position to be humble so he could just serve Krishna with humility. Yes.
That's nice. That's really, I didn't know that. It's very, very nice, Pastor. It gives an extra dimension to the verses. Now, remember, of course, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was saying, Haridas, where's Haridas? And then Haridas said, I just want to keep away, I'm not qualified. And then it says in the verse, knowing Haridas Thakur's mind, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu no longer called his name, and they just took prasadam. So that need to be humbled or express that humility, is a pastime, if you like. In other words, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu facilitated that. But most importantly, I feel, is we have to understand that's Haridas Thakur's qualification, because he was expressing humility, which is actually a positive thing. Okay, I think we're finished here. Hare Krishna, thank you for your point. Sri Chaitanya Chaitamrita ki.